Hello and welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson, your host, and this is the show where we help big impact experts. And that's you if, in addition to wanting your business to be profitable, you also want to make a big positive impact in the lives of your clients, your communities, and even the world. And that's what's so special about you is that you have a heart. You want to do good. You want to impact people's lives and help them live happier, more fulfilling lives. And those are our favorite people to talk to work with, etc. And our favorite types of guests to have on the show. Not only are they big impact experts, but they help experts make a bigger positive impact. And so today I have Tracy Phillips here with me today, and she's going to talk. We're going to talk about video. We're going to talk about getting our message out there, and we're going to talk about something called a trust engine, because when people trust you more, they're going to want to work with you more. And I'm not going to steal her thunder. She's going to talk all about that and tell us and whatever we have time for. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me, Chuck. And I cannot tell you how much I love big impact experts as a way of defining who I am, who your audience is, because that's what's really important, right? Yes, we're all in it for the money. That's great. But you want to make an impact. You want to leave a legacy. You want to matter. Everybody wants to matter. So I love that. A little bit about me. I'm not going to go way, way back because I'm old. Chuck, I'm old. But I have been in the professional video world for 24 years. I was nominated for an Emmy in 2013. I started in documentaries where I really honed my skills for interviewing. I loved to interview. And we're talking from children to key opinion leaders to world leaders, athletes, all of those. And so I translated that into an online business called Testimagical, where we do remote video testimonials. But I have done everything under the sun. I have been in video for so long. But I really do love talking about what video can do for you. We all hear it so much now, but I think people start to glaze over a little bit because it still feels overwhelming. No matter how far the technology has come, you still have to be a human on video talking about things and standing out in the crowd. So I love that you're calling them big impact experts, because I consider myself one, you are one, and I'd love to chat with all of your big impact experts today.
Yeah, and I love how organically it happens where people today say, yes, I want to make the money. I want to be profitable. That's a given thing. But I want my work to matter, and yeah, I want it to impact people in the most positive way possible. And I love the way you do it, because such a big part of what we do as transformational leaders is that we have to get our messages out there. Video is a big part of that. I remember some of my first videos. They were terrible. They were very robotic. People said I looked like I was in prison because the lighting sucked, the equipment sucked, all of that. But more than that, and what I've really learned, and I would say especially in the last decade, is it's not just about spewing information into a camera. It's about telling a story.
Yes.
And I know we didn't talk about this before, but I know with your work, with your background with documentaries and all of that, it really is about telling us stories. You know, how important is that when we're on video, and you know what?
It's so important.
What's your message about that?
It's so important, but you don't have to overthink it. I think there's so many people saying, tell your story. And then people are like, but I don't really know how to do that. But telling a story can be as simple as like relating something to video and your dog. It can be, or whatever your business is. Like, I always joke around that I can make anything about video. Do people want that? Not always. But like, I can tie a story around. And it's just really, if you think about, probably from before birth, we are all trained to lean in and listen to stories, right? Like what we all, as soon as someone starts to tell a story, it's like, right? Whereas we're learning that we're all going to shut down if we start hearing someone talk about themselves, right? Like, and that's the big thing and takeaway from video is it's not about you. It's about your audience and how you can help them. You can work with them. And so if you can just translate that into storytelling, I think people really underestimate the banal, right? Like telling something that you did might be interesting to someone, or they might just love, I have a newsletter on LinkedIn. It's called Beep Beep. And the reason it's called Beep Beep is in our house, when we change topics, we say beep beep because I don't know if anybody else has teenagers, but it's hard to keep up when you're like, wait, what are you talking about? I named my newsletter that because I didn't want to show up and always be talking about video, always talking about video because I'm a human. I'm well-rounded. I have other things going on in my life. So it's once a month and it's about whatever the thing is I want to talk about, but it's always stories, right? There's always something behind there. And so if people can kind of stop trying to think about it, like trying to tell a story and just naturally tell those stories, I think a lot more people wouldn't be so not afraid of video, but just like, oh God, not more video, not more video. I think they'd embrace it a little bit better.
Yeah, I've talked to so many people, like they know that video is a big part of what they need to be doing. A lot of people say, I should be doing more. Yeah. And, you know, we try not to go there, but should doesn't feel great. But yeah. It is powerful. I want you to listen to Gary Vee and he's like, you're an idiot if you have if you're not posting every day on LinkedIn right. And all that kind of stuff.
That's
and
not
so
helpful.
Not helpful. But so what are you known to say? We were talking a little bit before we hit the record button and you were saying some great things about, you know, what the different ways we can use video to build trust and to get our message out there. So
and this is where we start talking about the trust engine, which and I call it that because, you know, everybody talks about the know, like and trust factors in marketing. But the truth is I can know and like you. If I don't trust you, I'm not buying from you, right? And so the trust is really the thing. That's the engine behind your business. And so I want people to be using the video in a way that builds that trust engine. And so there are three distinct types of videos. The first we were talking about, I call them pro shorts because that's what we call them. But they're short video and they're really conversation starters. If you think about how someone comes into your world, regardless of whether they're like, Chuck's like, hey, you got to check out this lady, Tracy. Maybe they go to LinkedIn or maybe they go to my website. There needs to be some part of me. There needs to be something on there, a conversation starter so they get a feel for who I am. No matter how big your business is, and this is especially important now, is you need a face to the business. It doesn't have to be your face. If you're like, I'm not going to be the face, somebody needs to be the face of your business. There needs to be some sort of human touch. And so these short form videos where regardless of the type of business you have a recognizable face showing up consistently. That is the magic word, consistently. So you're creating this library of you basically talking about your knowledge. Again, when we talk about being an expert, this is your opportunity to shine and not in a school marm like you should know this, but this is where these little stories can come out. Or I was in the pickup lane today and this happened. And what does that spark, right? Like that's a story. And then from there, we also have, which is the biggest part of trust, I think, in a business. And that is other people talking about your business. And those are video testimonials. And video testimonials done well. That is where we specialize because they're not all equal. So to speak, they, you know, like you can have a pretty bad video testimonial. That's not going to help your business. You can have someone, I have business owners who's like, they do interviews, but it's a 30-minute interview. No one wants to watch a 30-minute interview and please don't call that a testimonial, right? Like, and the person on the other end is filtering what they're saying. So what we want are these little bites of trust showing up in your marketing, showing up on your website, showing up in your social of other people saying, I have had success with this person, with this product, with this coaching, whatever it is, and you may too. And as humans, it's science, and I won't go too deep, but we have mirror neurons. And these little mirror neurons, when they see someone else experiencing something, they start to feel, and we base our everything we do on emotions, right? And so we start to feel something. It can't be done in text only. When I hear people say like, I have 563 reviews, I'm like, that's awesome. But that is not going to trigger any kind of emotion in anybody visiting your website. That's nice, but it's not helping people make decisions. And so these mirror neurons start to fire. I see that Chuck is working with this person or doing this thing or bought this product and he's really happy about it. And I want that happiness. And so we start to get into the spiral and your brain is then saying like, yeah, don't like, that's a good idea. I like that too. And then that's where the social proof really comes in is like, that's the proof, right? It needs to be somebody else. You can scream from the mountaintops how amazing you are. And I can't remember the stat. I wish I had looked it up beforehand, but businesses think that 90% of consumers like trust them, and the actual number is like way, 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 way lower. It's like 30% or something like that. There's a huge gap in what a business thinks their trust is and what the actual customer trust is. And so we want to fill that gap with actual humans who have experienced it. And so the video testimonials fit in there. And then that last video in the trust engine is when we think about, again, the customer journey, someone finds out about you, they're going to come to your website and you need some sort of welcome video, founder's video, something that tells them like, hey, you're here. You don't have to keep looking anymore. I'm the right person, or this is the right business. Here's why. And here's what to do next. And that last part is really, really important because a lot of people come to people's sites and there's no distinct thing on like, well, what do I do? How do I make that next step? And so you have this video. None of these are long, by the way. And you can do long form video, that's fine. But none of these have to be really, really long videos. They just need to say the right thing. And saying the right thing is, you've made it to the right place. I am the right person. And now here's how we can work together. And so that is my trust engine.
Oh, I love the trust engine. And I think the opposite can be true. We can actually destroy trust by doing, you know, by saying the wrong things or or approaching this in the wrong way. What are you noticing? What are some of the common mistakes that people are making when they're navigating this on their own?
The first would be to avoid video. I think a lot of people overthink it. And I am known. I started my online career actually working with women over 40 on camera confidence and going live and all of those types of things. And there's this expectation gap. And especially, I feel like, especially women, but especially women over 40, where you see people on video and they're really good. And you're like, this is where I want to be. And you're here and you suck, right? And you just, but there's no effort to get here. You just suck. And then you're like, I don't like video. Video doesn't work. But that expectation gap, that's what I call that expectation gap, is much shorter than you think it is. But you actually just have to get on video, suck a little bit. Chuck, you shared, right? You looked like you were in prison and the lighting wasn't good. And it evolves, right? I mean, I have a video, and I used to keep it. Facebook has now taken down all older videos, but I used to leave it there so that my clients could see. I called it Scared Baby Tracy. By the way, baby Tracy was 42, right? Like, but it was like one of my first lives. I looked terrified. The information might have been good. Who knows? But it doesn't matter. I didn't take it down and I kept doing it. And at the time, I did one live video at the same time every week. And I just sucked and sucked a little less and sucked a little less. And a lot of people say like, yeah, but you're like a video person. I was a video person behind the scenes. I was not on camera. So all the things that people experience about seeing themselves and hearing themselves, and like, I joke around that for the last 11 years, I've watched my face fall in slow motion on video, right? Because you do, you look at the picture like, oh gosh, wow, that like looks so young there, 42, right? Like, and so I think it's embracing the suck and just not avoiding video, trying to make it fit in a way that feels good to you. And something to keep in mind is, remember, the videos aren't really about you. They're about your audience. And so it's a disservice to your audience if you're not sharing these nuggets, your expert advice or whatever it is, these stories that you can be sharing. So if you can kind of shift that mindset a little bit to, okay, I'm just gonna share, and I'm gonna suck a little less, and I'm gonna suck a little less, I'm gonna suck a little less, and then you'll end up here. Gary Vee didn't start. He wasn't great on video in the beginning. No one is.
There's, oh, he was terrible.
He was terrible.
He just swore a lot, which I think drew in an audience. Yeah. But yeah, one of the things, though, I thought about while you were saying that, it's kind of like going to the gym, right? And so if you haven't been to the gym for a long time and you go and work out, it kind of sucks the first time. It hurts, and it's like, but the more you do it, you get stronger and stronger, better and better. Same with speaking on stage. I remember my first talk, it was terrible. I was so nervous, and I'm trying to remember everything I prepared to say. But the more you do it, it gets easier and easier and easier. At least that's what it was for me, right?
It is for everyone. But you truly, I mean, the big joke is that you have to embrace the suck. There is a point where you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to suck. And here I am today. I'm going to suck. And then I'm going to do another video tomorrow. And I mean, I built my whole business on actually helping people not, right? Like, we created the easy button for them. However, but then you still have to be willing to get on camera, right? And again, like, it's never as bad as you think it is. We are our worst critics. I even created a caricature when I was teaching video. I called her Perfectionist Patty. And I used to say she would sit coquettishly on your shoulder, whispering all the negative things about yourself that you believe, right? And we allow Perfectionist Patty to hold us back, right? All the things that we've heard from childhood or that we tell ourselves, and it feels so real and nobody cares. I did an entire live once, Chuck, with a giant strawberry seed in the middle of my teeth. And I had no idea. And then someone was on and they're like, what's in your teeth? And I was like, I literally have the screenshot of me going like this. And I didn't care. And that's when I was like, okay, I don't care that I have a giant strawberry seed in the middle of my teeth. That was like, you've made it, right? You've done it. Yeah. And it doesn't take as long as you think, but you have to commit, just like the gym.
Absolutely. And, you know, start somewhere. Right? And you just keep putting it out there. So with video, you definitely want to have yourself on video and get your message out there so people can know you. But now you also want to get your clients on video as well. And I've seen some horrific video testimonials.
Let's talk about that, Chuck.
Yeah, and AI generated nonsense. Like, you can just tell that it's crap. Yeah. It was AI generated, or it was some scripted thing.
Yes. All of those are bad.
Yeah. So
I'd like to dip in here a moment and talk about that. First of all, when it comes to AI, I mean, one of the things that will make my business evergreen is because it's real humans on camera, and it needs to be. When we're talking about your video testimonials, and I'm going to say this very frankly, this is the hill I will die on. These need to be real humans. These need to be real customers. Because there are companies out there who will create a fake avatar and then you give it the script and it will say it. It is not legal, right? Like, so it may be legal in the country where they've created this, but it is not. I'm here in the States. The FTC is going to start coming down on people. And so using AI for testimonials, not just on the integrity side, which it's not filled with integrity, but also on the legal side, is you want to be really, really careful with your use of AI there. Plus, you have happy customers. They're all experts. Big impact, right? You have them. So now how do we get them on camera? How do we get them talking about it? And truly, it comes down to the ask. What I find that so many people do wrong is the first is they will just ask their customer to drop a video. Hey, just drop a video. And I joke around because I'm on stage as well. And I'll say, what you'll get is crickets, because they're thinking like, oh, you know what? I love Chuck. I will absolutely drop a video after I organize my sock drawer. And then I've got a nice call with the IRS that I think I'll do next, right? Like, anything and everything to avoid video. And I'm a video lady. I feel that way about it, right? And so the ask is really important. We also don't want to, there are apps out there and I like the idea of them, but again, you're putting the onus on the person and you want them to say yes with a smile, not like a, oh God, one more thing I have to do. And so when we're asking for our clients, for people to come on video, you want to make sure they understand it's important to you that they share their story. Again, this is about them. Right. This is about their wins. And it's nice because they get to celebrate that win while talking about how awesome you are as the client. But we want to make sure we keep it simple. Right. You can't get it wrong. This is what we say in our language when we give our clients, you know, the emails that they send out is it's short. Make sure that you're not on with them for a very long time. So it's interview style is the best. But you want to make sure that you're just highlighting their video. We don't need to see you. This is totally about them. And then these are short little bites. And so we don't keep anybody on for longer than 20 minutes. And this is in the ask, right? It'll only take 20 minutes. We generally have 15 minutes. You can't get it wrong. We'll make sure you look and sound great. We don't send questions ahead of time. So there's ways to just make people, not make them, that sounds terrible, but like to encourage people to open up in an honest way. And that's how you do it, just so that they feel supported. I always say, like, if you're going to do it yourself and you're going to be the interviewer, you are also now the producer and the director, and you have to make sure that they feel like they cannot get anything wrong. No wrong answers, no anything. We start out when we do interviews and I'll say to people, you know, we talk about eyeline and all that kind of things, but I will say it's not live. If you're talking and you're like, that is not what I wanted to say, we'll just stop. I'll ask again. We'll do it again. No big deal. Doesn't have to match. Right. And so that's how we are able to get people to open up in a way that's even the customers are like, we'll send them to our clients. They're like, I have no idea how you got them to talk about that. And in our world, I'm like, I just let them talk. You know, it's guided. It's not like questions, or we were talking about like overly scripted things. I come with bullet points. And the bullet points are generally, you know what your future prospects need to hear from your current press, your current customers. That those are the bullet points. And so we just create conversations around those bullet points.
I love so much of that, because I've seen plenty of bad testimonials, but yeah. I've seen some really good ones too. Yeah. And the good ones, you can feel them. Like you just, everything about what they're saying feels real. It feels yeah. authentic. And I guess this gets back to why it contributes to the trust engine.
Correct.
Because yeah. you can feel it. I think everyone knows a video that turned them off, a video that felt fake or it felt yep. too scripted, versus someone just on video, just sharing their heart, right?
But and the words you just kept saying, felt. That's the thing, is we need to feel something to do something, right? It's a transfer of emotion. And especially with video testimonials, that transfer of emotion is the person watching is rooting for the person who's talking. Right. They're rooting. They want them to succeed. And so, again, those mirror neurons start to fire. And it's such a lovely thing to see. And no one needs to be good on camera. Like some of the situations, not all the video quality is top notch. Not all like, and that doesn't really matter. We've had ones where someone was, they booked it, but then they had to pull over and they called in from their car. And I was like, this is great. Let's do it from your car. And it was one of the best performing video testimonials, because nothing feels more real. Never do it while you're driving. But then like they were pulled over, they were holding their phone and they were just answering questions from their heart. And it's so authentic that is what, and we're craving that right now. Right. Mm-hmm. So I talked about it. You and I met at Scalable, but the trust recession is real. People don't know what they're watching. Is it real? Is it not real? We just started putting a little bug that says "I am human" on all of the videos that we deliver. And our clients love that, because these are real humans talking about their real experience. And that's very important.
It's kind of sad that we have to do that, but that's kind of where we're at now, because there's so many fake videos out there. I want to make sure that we get this in before we run out of time, and that is, tell everybody about your service. And I think one question to answer is, how does what you do, or why should they necessarily work with you versus kind of doing this on your own? It's answered a few of it for myself, and that is, look, I don't want to interview my own clients, because they're nervous about it. They're because it's me and I'm a sort of an authority figure in their life. I like the idea of it being done by someone else, but I'll let you.
Yeah. Let's start there, like with the video testimonial. So we do something, it's called the Testimagical, and it was named by a client before we said it out loud. We were like, that's a funny name. But client came back because she was using it for launches, and I was trying to wordsmash like amazing testimonials or testimonial like into something. And she's like, oh my gosh, it has to be a Testimagical, because these are video testimonials that are magical because they make me money over and over again. And so I was like, oh, that's a fun story. It's fun. It's memorable. But she had started where she was interviewing them and she just wasn't able to get the grit, right? Like they were saying what they thought she wanted to hear. So when you say, I don't even want to interview my customers, a lot of people don't. Who has the time? But there's another factor there, in that when you are doing the interviewing, the person on the other end is filtering through the Chuck lens, right? They're like, am I making Chuck happy? Am I making him proud? Am I making him look good? They're not really thinking about what the true answer is. They're thinking about what you want their answer to be. So that's why like a third party interviewer, even if you have someone on your team who could do it where they're once removed, that'd be great. So that Testimagical is remote video testimonials. We offer those in packages, wildly like successful as ads, as social, on your websites. And when we talk about having videos on there, and we help you, we'll say like, this is where you should put it. I say email signatures. There's really nowhere that the only place I tell people not to put a video testimonial is on their checkout page, because someone has their credit card out and you don't want to distract them with a video. You can put some written text there, like a text testimonial. That's the perfect place for like a Google review or something like that would be on the checkout page. But then when we talk about like the conversation starters, the short form videos. And these, again, these are 30 to 45 second videos. This really trips people up because they know that they should do these. And this is something that has to be consistent. So you can't just do one, right? Like that's not going to be effective. You need to do a series of them. And so what we've done is we created where you come on with us for 1 hour. We record 12 videos. We come up with the topics. You fill out a little form. We come up with the topics. We do it very, the process is very similar to how we do our video testimonials. It's done through Riverside. But you come in and then we will edit those and deliver one a week. And we deliver one a week. It's edited video. We also give you a hook, some copy, some hashtags, where, regardless of where you're posting it, just to give you some jumping off points of how to use them. Because that is, when we talk about, like, everybody knows they need it, even the people who record the videos, and maybe they even edit the videos, then they're like, oh God, I have to like do something with these videos. Yes, you have to consistently be posting the videos. And so we really try and make it, we call it the easy button, as easy as short of posting them for you, which we don't do, but we give you everything. You can hand it off to an assistant. Sometimes we're working with marketing companies, like they have a small marketing company. We just hand it straight to the marketing company and they love us. Like we work with marketing people, we're like, we've been asking them to drop a video for 4 months. And I'm like, well, here's 12. We'll give you one a week, right? And so that really is an easy button. And the same thing for founders video, welcome video, we do it the same way. That takes a little bit more because that is a more produced video. You want to say the right things in those videos. Like I was talking about before, like you made it, you're here, you can stop looking. But again, like we help with the scripting and all that. And it's still done remotely, unless you live in the West Michigan area. I'd be happy to come over and film that for you. But yeah, so we can do everything remotely and the quality will be fantastic. And that for me is exciting as a video person, is that we're able to have high quality video and high quality content, meaning what the people are talking about, remotely. I like to say I'm the original internet mullet, because I live the like business on top and nap on the bottom lifestyle, right? Only the Amazon man knows what that looks like. It's not pretty, Chuck. It's not pretty.
I love it. And yeah, I know that lifestyle very well. So this is great. And I can think of so many people who could really use your help. How do people connect with you? What's the next step in learning from you, working with you, et cetera? And we'll make sure all the links
all
are
of it's going to go down below. I know Chuck gave me that. I'm on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is my platform. And again, when we talk about like when we work together, what's your platform? Like, where do you need to show up? Because it's different for everybody. So I would connect with me, Tracy Phillips on LinkedIn, look up Testimagical on LinkedIn. Testimagical.com. At the very top, there's a little freebie there, which is very helpful when as a jumping off point. That one's about the video testimonials, and it's 7 things your prospects need to hear before they buy from you. And this is a great jumping off point. It can be for content. It can be for video testimonials. But yeah, those are the two places I hang out. And then for pro shorts, that's just testmagical.com/pro shorts. And that's the short form video.
Amazing. Well, if you're watching this on video, all the links are right there. If you're listening to this on a podcast, just pick up your phone. And I am actually doing it, but you're listening to this, so you can't really see me doing this.
Not
but just
while you're
go
driving,
to your phone.
Of course.
Right. Pull over. And then click the link that's in the player. And then that's going to take you to all of Tracy's links, her LinkedIn and the website. And this is really cool. And like I said, I can think of so many people in our community of big impact experts who, again, have a great message. And I would say, I mean, for myself, delivering the message is the easier part. Getting the testimonials from clients is the harder part.
Yeah.
And, you know, for all the reasons we just mentioned. Makes sense to work with someone like you to do that. This has been great. And
so
we're
fun.
Definitely going to have you come back and speak at some of our events and
Yay.
Just like really serve our community. And so before we sign off, I just wanted to ask you if you have any final piece of advice or words of wisdom you want to leave our audience here with.
I think I'm going to come back to just the big impact expert is, if you want to make that impact, you have to be visible. Right? No one will know you have anything to offer if you're not out there telling them that. So that is your big impact, is you'll make a big impact by being visible.
Yeah. Be visible. I think those are great words to end this episode by. And Tracy, thank you. And I really love the way we met at the conference. Yeah. And it was on the very last day, but it was kind of like meant to be. And here we are. And you're actually the first person from that event that I've interviewed, which is great.
Yay.
So thank you. And to our audience, thank you as well. If you're still listening to this right now, this resonated with you. And this is something that can help you make a bigger impact. And remember, you might be just one collaboration away from a big breakthrough you need in your business. And perhaps Tracy is that person to collaborate with. Remember that your mission is worth it. You are worth it. The things that you are doing to make a big impact are worth it. We want to see more of you. There's no big problem that is too big to be overcome. So always look for those solutions, look for people to collaborate with, and keep moving forward. We will see you on the next one. Thank you. This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today, and I'll see you on the inside.